Mr. Zero.
Zero, Mr. Zeros!
All right! I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello 60s radio show. This week, from Newcastle upon Tyne, The Animals. Just heard the number one hit from September of 1964, House of the Rising Sun. This week on Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, the Animals, formed in 1962 in Newcastle upon Tyne. They lasted until 1966, where a new version went on from 1967 to 1969. In their career, they had 21 Billboard hits, 12 albums, and some 23 singles. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul. Coming up now, the number 19 hit from February of 1965, the Alan Price, Eric Burdon original, I'm Crying.
Things, some little sinful thing I've done. understood. Sit here lonely like a broken man. Sell my time and do the best I can. Powers and bars that surrounding me, but I don't want your sympathy, yeah. Oh baby, oh baby, I just need your tender loving to keep me sane in this burning oven. When my time is up, be my reaper, like Adam's work on God's cleaner. My reaper, my reaper, baby, tell me it's my reaper, to work again. Pains and blisters on my minds and my hands, from living daily with those canvas bags. Thoughts of freedom, they're driving me wild, and I'll be happy like a newborn child. We'll be together, girl, you wait and see.
Just heard my favorite Animals song, the number 34 hit from August of 1966, written by Eric Burden and Chaz Chandler, dedicated to DJ Strawberry, Inside Looking Out. And before that, you heard my second favorite Animals song, the number 15 hit from September of 1965, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. The band was co-founded by vocalist Eric Victor Burden, born on the 11th of May in 1941 in Northumberland, England. I saw Eric Burden twice. First time was December of 1996 in Des Moines, Iowa at Prairie Meadows, where I met Eric after the show. He really liked my girlfriend, Christine 16. The second time was at the Medina Ballroom in November of 2015. Co-founded with keyboardist Alan Price, born on the 19th of April in 1942 from Durham, England, he co-wrote most of the songs that the Animals did. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, you can go to www.mrzeros.com. Go to the podcast key where there are over 80 episodes for you to choose from. Coming up now, one of the last songs recorded by the original incarnation of the Animals, a Frank Zappa song from November of 1966, All Night Long.
And secure, but in the hustle of the day, you're working so hard, trying to make a dime, doing all the things that it takes to survive. In a world that's too busy to enjoy the day, just pushing and a shoving until it makes you pray for the night where your dreams are waiting. Close your eyes, and the world is yours. But then the sound of your alarm, it's ringing in your ear. You gotta get up, there's time enough for coffee and to rinse your cup. Then you're out on the job all day long. Everybody's fussing until it makes you long for the night. And your woman who is waiting. Then the hustle of the day, you're working so hard, trying to make a dime, doing all the things by the day, just pushing and a shoving until it makes you pray for the night where your dreams are waiting. Close your eyes and the world is yours. Set in the night, the whole world is yours. In the darkness.
The rooms were so much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball when I was young. So much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I Francisco.
filled with hate. Heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel all right on a warm San Franciscan night. The children are cool, they don't raise fools. It's an American dream, includes Indians too.
You just heard the number 9 hit from October of 1967, written by Eric Burdon, San Franciscan Nights. Before that, the number 15 hit from April of 1967, also covered by Tina Turner, When I Was Young. The second song in our set was written by none other than Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart from March of 1967. In the Night. The first song released by Eric Burdon and the Animals in March of 1967, shortly after the original Animals lineup disbanded, and Eric went on to form the second version of the Animals. Probably the second most famous member of the Animals was their bassist, Brian James Chaz Chandler. He was born on the 8th of December in 1938 in Heaton, England, and he passed away on the 17th of July in 1996. When the first incarnation of the Animals split apart in 1966, Chaz Chandler went on to manage Jimi Hendrix from September of 1966 to spring of 1968. He then went on to manage Kiss's heroes, Slade, for approximately the next 12 years. Their drummer was one John Steele, born on the 4th of February in 1941 in Durham, England. He is the co-owner of the band named The Animals with Eric Burdon. Their guitarist was one Hinton Stewart Patterson Valentine. He was born on the 21st of May in 1943 in Northumberland, England as well. Make sure you check out Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show at Facebook, where you can contact me and leave comments and questions. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, right next to Music Around Mavericks in Old Mexico for the last 10 years. Coming up next, from May of 1968, the Eric Burdon song, Monterey, which was a number 15 hit on the Billboard charts.
In the beginning,
some of them came and played, others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey, down in Monterey, young gods smile upon the crowd, their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion must be informed. Down in Monterey, the birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into violent light. Hugh Masekela's music was black as night. The grateful day blew everybody's mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah, His Majesty Prince Jones smile as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by.
And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. Yeah. I think that maybe I'm dreaming.
The second incarnation of the Animals lasted from 1967 to 1969, when Eric Burdon joined the band War and released this number three hit from May of 1970, written by Eric Burdon himself, Spill the Wine.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine. in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said,
"Take the wine, take that girl. Fill the wine, take that girl. Fill the wine, take that girl. Come on, come on. Fill the wine, take that girl. Yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it. Fill that wine, fill that wine.
Reach the end of our show, fans. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the Animals. We shall hear you next time in the stars.